Hello and welcome back to another episode of Bases Loaded. It's been a while as I've been pretty busy with a community theater production of A Christmas Carol that just got done this past weekend, so we'll be back on our regular schedule from half of the time being. I also got a little sick from my castmates, so I have like a cough drop in my mouth at the moment, sore throat and stuff like that, so, you know, fun times, but that's kind of what happens when you're in a cast and crew of like 30 people, a lot of like kids and stuff like that. You know, if someone gets sick or two, then it's gonna spread, but, you know, luckily we only had, you know, sicknesses this last week, which, I mean, ultimately it was performance weekend, but, you know, that at least at the end and not like the beginning where like maybe people had to like drop out or we had to change stuff around. So, but overall it was a fun experience. I had to be four different people, so, but, you know, it's back to be back on the podcast and, you know, talking sports with everyone. So we'll do kind of our usual stuff. We'll have NFL recap. We just did week 15. So 3 weeks to go. So we'll kind of look at that and kind of the playoff standings and stuff like that. We have the college football playoff. So we'll preview that as that starts this Friday. And then Saturday. Friday is a first round. Well, yeah, Friday there is one game. And then Saturday there is three games. I think there's also some other bowl games going on. Let's see. Yeah, we got three bowl games. Well, that's including the college football playoff. Never mind. So, yeah. So we'll talk into that, and then we'll do MLB offseason, which is really ramped up, I would say, this past, probably past week. As we had the signing last week of Juan Soto. So we'll go into that. We've had some trades as well. So, you know, we'll go breaking all that down as usual. We might do a little bit of NBA, as tonight is the NBA Cup Championship game between the Bucks and Thunder in Vegas. Yeah, it's in Las Vegas. Because they had the semifinals Saturday in Vegas, and then last Tuesday and Wednesday were the quarterfinals at the arena of the higher seed. So that is tonight. I believe it's 7:30 on ABC. So we might do a little bit of that. But I kind of focus on those other things mostly. Yeah. So going into it, we'll go NFL. Like I said, we just had week 15. Concluded last night. We had another doubleheader on Monday Night Football with the Bears at the Vikings and then the Falcons at the Raiders, with, let's see, Falcons winning 15-9 and then the Vikings winning 30-12. I couldn't really watch a whole lot because of, like, you know, being in the play, and that's just kind of what happens, you know, when you commit to this type of thing, you know, 2 months ago. You know, that's just how it's going to be, like, this day, especially when you do an afternoon, you know, matinee performance at 2, and then, you know, you have to be there at 12, and that's when all the games start. And then, you know, by the time you go on, you know, those 12 o'clock games are probably coming back from halftime and stuff like that. So, you know, it kicked off last Thursday night with the Rams beating the 49ers 12-6 in an all-field goal game, no touchdowns, the first of the season. We had the Chiefs beating the Browns 21-7, but with Mahomes suffering a high ankle sprain. So he's kind of enlisted as week-to-week. They do play a game Saturday, and I think it's Netflix. So it was reported that Andy Reid said that Mahomes is going to try and play or practice today, you know, do some running around, stuff like that, see how that goes. I haven't heard an update on that yet. I mean, I don't know when their practices is over and stuff like that. It's only 4 o'clock here. I think Kansas City and Missouri is in the same time zone, like central time zone. So, you know, kind of wait and see. See if he does start or if, you know, backup Carson Wentz will get the nod. So that's kind of something probably figure out by like Thursday. They'd have a better idea of what's going to happen for this weekend, because then they turn around and play a game on Christmas. That game is on Netflix. And when is this game? Oh, okay, NBC and Peacock. All right. Okay. So we're having two football games and then, what is it, five basketball games on Christmas? That's kind of a little interesting. I don't think they've ever done that in a while. No, I don't think the NFL's ever done Christmas games. They did, like, this year they had another, like, Black Friday game, which they did do last year, so. But other games, we have the Broncos taking another step towards returning to the playoffs, beating the Colts 31-13. Packers beat the Seahawks 30-13 on Sunday Night Football. Ravens took care of the Giants 35-14. Jets over the Jaguars 32-25. Cowboys beat the Panthers 30-14. Commanders hold on to beat the Saints 20-19. Bengals beat the Titans 37-27. We got the Texans over the Dolphins 20-10. Jeez, it's like warming. Something. Cardinals beat the Patriots 30-17. The game I was looking forward to watching was the Bills against the Lions. Bills win 48-42. Buccaneers take care of the Chargers 40-17. And the Eagles beat the Steelers 27-13. So, standings, and it's division-wise, for the AFC, we have the Bills, Texans, and Chiefs have all clinched the division. Yep. With Pittsburgh currently in first in the AFC North, they have clinched a playoff spot. Still a game ahead of the Ravens. They play each other this Saturday, and that's pretty much going to determine the division right there. So they're Pittsburgh's 10-4, Baltimore's 9-5. I mean, Cincinnati sits at 8, not technically eliminated, but Tennessee, so is like, you know, Miami at 6-8, and Indianapolis at 6-8. You know, technically not out of it, but, you know, ways to go. We have, and then the NFC, we have no divisions locked up, but we do have the Eagles, Lions, and Vikings have all clinched playoff spots. It seems pretty likely that Green Bay will in the coming weeks, as well possibly Washington. It'll kind of depend on how the NFC West finishes, as the Rams and Seahawks are both 8-6, with the Cardinals 7-7, and then the Niners 6-8. So that's kind of still anyone's division. And then for his conference, it would be, for the AFC, it'd be the Chiefs as the one seed, then Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Houston, Baltimore, Denver, and then the Chargers. Wrapping up the final wild card spot with Indianapolis, Miami, and Cincinnati still technically in it, but like, any of them lose this weekend, they're pretty much done. And then the NFC would be, it has Detroit. We have Detroit, Philly, and Minnesota all tied at 12-2. Obviously, Detroit and Minnesota tied at the top of the division. So the season's a little bit odd with that. Then we have Green Bay at 4, Washington, and then Tampa Bay, and then LA, Seattle for the West. So like, the NFC is a little bit more tighter. The AFC, we pretty much have, you know, most of the divisions wrapped up. You know, like I said, if Indianapolis, Miami, or Cincinnati loses this weekend, they're pretty much done. And the wild card spot. So yeah. And then, I don't know, let's see. So yeah, the division names are a little, I mean, and now we're like, yeah, week 16. You know, we go to week 18 now. These last couple of weeks, like 3 weeks, you know, a lot of teams are playing, like, 2 out of those 3 games are probably division games. If not, maybe, like, you know, could be all three remaining to be division games, maybe. So, you know, Thursday night we have Broncos at the Chargers. Thursday Night Football on Prime. Denver beat them they played, let's see, no, the Chargers beat them last time, so Chargers do have the tiebreaker as of now. You know, if Denver wins, then, you know, it'll make things a little interesting, especially where Los Angeles would fall to 8-7, kind of push it tighter around them for, like, trying to hold on to that last spot, playoff spot. So, and then Saturday at 12 on NBC/Peacock, we have the Texans at the Chiefs, 2 division winners. You know, let us say if Mahomes plays or not, kind of yet to be seen. You know, if the Chiefs win, they pretty much wrapped up the number one seed in the conference. And, you know, if they lose and then the Bills lose, then, you know, they still might be able to clinch it. Maybe. It would depend, I think. I mean, Buffalo does have the tiebreaker, beating them head-to-head this year. But, I mean, no, so, like, yeah, they would still have a chance, technically. And then 3:30 on Fox is the Steelers at the Ravens. And then Sunday we have, let's see, standouts would be the Eagles at the Commanders, 12 on Fox. You know, if the Commanders want any chance of trying to win the division, they'll need to win that game. Giants at the Falcons, not really interesting, you know. Giants are 2-12. Falcons are 7-7. Like, they kind of need to win that game to kind of keep their, you know, division chances alive. So I mean, you know, they do get to play the Giants, who are, like I said, 2-12. So, you know, they have a good chance. You know, now it's like they're trying to have to go take care of business. You know, the Cardinals also at 7-7 at the Panthers at noon. You know, the Cardinals need this game keep into that to stay alive in that wild, you know, NFC West, you know, division race. We got Browns at the Bengals, you know, pretty much a must win for the Bengals. Titans at the Colts, must win for the Colts. Lions at the Bears. You know, the Lions pretty much need to keep winning to try and keep that number one seed in the conference alive, as well as trying to win the division. They did lose, I think, David Montgomery for the season, as well as another member on defense, I think. So, you know, it seems every week, like, Detroit's losing someone on defense. So, you know, trying to get that one seed maybe and get a, you know, a bye to try and, you know, maybe hopefully summon them to come back and play for the division round, you know. It's kind of the best-case scenario at this point for Detroit. We have Vikings at the Seahawks. Patriots at Bills. Jaguars at Raiders. Niners at the Dolphins. And then Sunday Night Football is the Buccaneers at the Cowboys. And followed by Monday Night Football, Saints at Packers. So, like, we have some interesting ones. As you know, especially some races kind of ramp up. As, like, you know, we're 3 weeks left. Most of them are in the division races. So, you know, a lot of chance to, like, you know, win and improve your chances while also, you know, trying to take out division opponents' chances of making the playoffs as well. So, kind of a win-win for that. And then, like I said, we have the college football playoff starts Friday night with first-round games, which the higher seed actually hosts the game. So Friday night at 7 on ABC/ESPN, we have Indiana. Doesn't have to travel that very far as the 10th seed to take on number 7 seed Notre Dame. And then the rest of the first round games on Saturday are SMU against Penn State. That is at 11 a.m. Clemson at Texas at 3. And then Tennessee at Ohio State at 7. With the winners, let's see. Okay. Boise State, Arizona State, Oregon, and Georgia getting first round byes. Boise State will play on, let's see, that is New Year's Eve at 6:30. And then the rest of them, Arizona State, Oregon, and Georgia, play on New Year's Day. Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl, Arizona State in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, Oregon in the Rose Bowl, and then Georgia in the All-State Sugar Bowl. With the semifinals Thursday, January 9th, and Friday, January 10th, both at 6:30 on ABC. In the Capital One Orange Bowl and the Goodyear Cotton Bowl, and then the national championship game will be Monday, January 20th. So, I kind of expect these higher seeds to win. Like, Indiana has played a pretty good season, but like we saw when they played Ohio State, like, when they finally played, like, you know, what kind of a competitive, like, team, you know, they had, like, some difficulty. Let's see. They lost 38-15 against Ohio State, and that was on November 23rd. So, yeah, about a month ago. Because until that, they were, like, they beat Michigan the week before that by 5. at that point, yeah, they were pretty much blowing people out. So now it's kind of like another chance to, you know, prove everyone wrong. Maybe that was just a one-time thing. And, you know, being the first college football playoff ever, you know, playing an in-state team on the road would be a pretty good chance to be like, okay, maybe Ohio State was just that the better team that day, and, you know, we can go on from there. But, yeah, I expect, you know, Penn State, Texas to take care of SMU and Clemson pretty easily. Ohio State and Tennessee, to be very interesting, as it's like 9-8 seed. So, you know, I'm probably going to lean towards the higher seed in all those. But I don't see the higher seed or the lower seed beating any of them, really. I mean, the higher seeds are favored by at least 7 points. Like, Notre Dame, 7-point favorites, Penn State, 8.5, Texas, 12, and then Ohio State, 7.5 points. So, you know, kind of see how this first, you know, year of the college football playoff, 10 or 12 team format, sorry about that, works. As you know, I mean, this format right now probably might just go for this year and next year, and then maybe they make some changes going into year three. But yeah, and then, you know, after this weekend, it'll be, you know, a week until the quarterfinal games. And then, yeah, and we kind of go from there, and then it's like, you know, decent amount of time, like a week, maybe 10 days between games. So a little bit of time. And we'll kind of talk about next week, you know, after these first four, you know, playoff games are over, and, you know, go from there. So now we'll move over to baseball and the off season. Like I said, we've had some, like, I mean, nothing really was really a whole lot happening until, you know, like I said about last week when Juan Soto signed. It was 15 years. Ba-ba-da-ba-dump. It was like a lot. It was like 700 and something. I think it was more, slightly more, than what Shohei Ohtani got last year from the last offseason from the Dodgers. So that happened, and then the Yankees signed Max Fried for 8 years, $218 million. That was like maybe a day or so later. It was reported like Fried had like narrowed down to like three AL East teams, and then signed with the Yankees. So like, got another like ace pitcher, like a lefty, you know, ace to go along with Garrett Cole. And then Friday we had my Cubbies acquiring Kyle Tucker from the Astros for some players, including the, you know, the player we drafted in this year's draft. And then we signed Carson Kelly, a catcher, to like a 2-year, maybe like $12 million deal. So, you know, like $6 million each year. And then, like, right before I came over to the studio, we traded Cody Bellinger to the Yankees. So, like, we're up there trying to re-sign Juan Soto. But this deals him another, gives him a left-handed bat to kind of complement, you know, Stanton and Judge. So let's see, Cody Bellinger and $5 million for the Bronx. Neither team has confirmed the deal, in which righty reliever Cody Potet would join the Cubs. Oh, yeah. Let me check this reliever. see, 30. And the 2024 season, let's see, appeared in 5 games, 3-0, 2.22 ERA, 24 and a third innings pitched, 16 strikeouts, 1.7 whip, with a career of 5-4 record, 3.80 ERA, 69 strikeouts, and a 1.22 whip. So not bad. Maybe would have liked to maybe get something else out of the Yankees in return, but like, considering they lost out on Soto, they probably weren't willing to do a whole lot. You know, give up a whole lot trying to, like, you know, replace that without giving a whole lot up. So, you know, yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of big, you know, with Soto signed and, like, you know, Freed signing, like, two of the big names, you know, are off the board. There's still Corbin Burnes. It's kind of like he might be, like, at the top of the list of remaining names. Especially, I mean, in terms of, like, left remaining free agents, he's definitely at the top of the, you know, free agent, like, pitching market. So, yeah, that kind of wraps up this episode. You know, we'll be back next week. You know, talking more like football, NFL, the college football playoff, probably get into more basketball, as, you know, I don't know if I'll have any, like, baseball stuff happening, but, you know, anything major, you know, Brights will kind of report on it, but, you know, it's nice to be back in here after, like, been a couple weeks at least. You know. So, you know, we'll be back next week. I mean, next week will be Christmas Eve. Yeah, I mean, I'm planning on still doing that show then. Same with the following week on New Year's Eve, so. Yeah. So, it's good to be back. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. Peace.